Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We're talking about high vibrations. High vibrations means good vibrations. Good as in what's good for us, what's good for us, what's good for us. I think by now everybody knows or has an idea at least of what's good for them. We do this all the time, correct? With food, or at least I hope we're doing that. We're doing that with food. We do that with love. Well, maybe I'll just cancel love there because we can deal with that in soulmate manifestation because this is the Joyful Manifestation Show. We do that with food. We do that with exercise. We do that with places we visit. We do that with a lot of things. What's good for us? What's good for us? What's good for us? After all, even in basic survival skills, which even animals have, correct? Even they're able to sense what's good for them. When it's a good time to come out of the trees into the open, when it's a good time to go to a river or a pond, that a body of water, basically, you know, where they go and bathe, shampoo, soap, where they go have pedicure. Well, what that really means is them wandering out of the protection of the trees and to a body of water where, which is mostly in the open and which other animals have access to also. So they're basically coming out and they have a sense of where to live in the forest, where it's the best, when to come out of hiding, when to go down to the water body, so they could bathe or drink, gather. So they know all these things when it's good. So even an animal knows this. Or mostly knows it. Some animals are more clever than these. So it depends on which animal is the best at this. Right? So we all, even at very basic primitive survival levels, very basic levels that all animals have, we know what's good for us. Now, whether we follow it or not, that's different, right? People know what's good for them, you know, drinking too much whiskey or hard liquor, hard alcohol is not good for them. They know it, but you know, how much sense they use to stop themselves depends. And they say social drinking is fine. Social drinking is fine, but going overboard is not. And so since everybody knows what's good for them, and we leave it to each person to use their sense or common sense, to stick to what's good for them, then if you translate that into energy, developing this sense of what's good for us, or this intelligence of what's good for us, which we use every day on a very primitive level, basic survival level, animals use it, humans use it. So can't we just all not, can't we all just decide, can't we all decide to extend that intelligence even to energy. Do you see what I'm saying here? And I bet you know this already, but it's just sometimes you already know it, but sometimes when I talk about it, it comes into your awareness, right? But it's not that you don't already know it. You could be knowing many of the things I'm saying, but is it really coming into your awareness on a day-to-day basis? Are you following it? Are you understanding the importance of what we're talking about? Maybe what we talk about is somewhere in your mind, deep, correct? But are you bringing it to your conscious mind? Are you living by it? So many people, they know they shouldn't be eating a pizza every day. Correct? They shouldn't be at McDonald's every day. And I'm not talking of the health foods that McDonald's are serving or the beans. I know that Kentucky Fried Chicken sells some veggie items, right? Beans, boiled beans, or something like that. I've been there, I've had it, I've eaten it. So when I go there, I choose accordingly what I want. If I do go to Kentucky Fried KFC or McDonald's, I try to choose from their menu what is good for me. Now, on the days that I just want to splurge, like splurge as in, just enjoy without guilt, the delights of the universe. Right? There are some days where we can just decide, you know what? I don't care if what I'm eating today is good for me or not. I'm just going to eat it. So those are those days where we say to ourselves, we're just going to indulge. And that's part of us too, right? The pleasure component. We all want to have fun. We all want to have joy. So that's fine too. The days where we decide we're just going and I'm not saying I do it, but there are many people who go bar hopping. What's it called? Bar hopping, bar crawling, something like that. Pub crawling, there's some word, but I'm comfortable with bar hopping. So on that particular day, they just assign somebody who is going to drive them back, who's going to be the saner person. Then everybody goes bar crawling or hopping. And on that day, they don't care how much they drink. There are some people who would still measure themselves, but many of them say, okay, you know what? Today I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to indulge. And that's fine. That's fine. It depends on each person's ability to carry their drink. But that's fine. Indulging on many days is fine. On some days is fine. On other days, most people are careful about what they eat, what they put into their body, where they hang out, which neighborhood they hang out in. Certainly not having a party in a dark alley. New York, dark alleys, stay away. That's where they come and dump the garbage and extra food and trash cans are lying around. And you don't want to be working, walking out there and hanging out. And that's certainly not where you're going to be hanging out with your friends or even alone or taking a break. Like your casual walk down the streets. So we all know this. But I'm saying, what if you take this? This is a kind of intelligence also, isn't it? It's inbuilt into us, this intelligence. And then over time, our parents and society teaches us, our school teaches us, our school teaches us. So I remember when I was growing up as a kid, of course, your parents always training you on how to use this and how to use that and toothbrush, toothpaste, how to brush. They're doing it. But even in school, we had some subject called community science. And in that, they would teach us, in the books, what, how to brush your teeth, what to do, wash behind your ears. And so we learned all of these things. So all this intelligence of survival was built into us. But now I'm saying, take it a step further and take it into energy consciousness, where your intelligence is telling you this energy is right. This energy is not right. We need to invite this energy into our life so that we have good manifestations. And we need to not invite this particular energy into our life so that it does not affect our manifestation. So, developing your intelligence or that part of your brain that probably already exists because God has given us everything. We're all complete sets of units. We're all complete units. We come down complete, wiring everything in place, correct? Brain all set up to help us succeed, correct? Everything in our body, the cells remembering our past, our ancestry, everything, the genetics. So we've come complete. And there are areas in us that already knows this. And, you know, for those people who don't know it, it doesn't matter. I'm not really going too deep into that, whether we know, whether we don't know. But what you're saying is, why don't we work on that intelligence in us, that part of our mind, that becomes really good at manifesting? And manifestation happens out of energy. The presence of energy means it can now come into physical existence. The absence of energy means it doesn't exist. And negative energy means that the same thing can exist, but in a very negative way that is not good for us. We can, of course, discuss what each thing means in its particular section. For example, soulmate section, we'll discuss how this affects love and sex, and in money manifestation, we can discuss about how it affects our career, our goals. But developing this intelligence so that it works for you and not against you. That's the purpose of the Joyful Manifestation Show. Here we are in the show, the Joyful Manifestation Show. Developing that part of our intelligence that may or may not already exist, that God has already given us, inbuilt. Developing it so that it works for us and not against us. Because many people also act on a very unconscious level. They do things unconsciously without being aware. Some people make mistakes while being aware. Some people make mistakes while not being aware. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because in one case, a person is purposely sabotaging themselves. In the other case, they're unconsciously sabotaging themselves. And this is a word that many people in the New Age, you know, we count ourselves as New Agees, right? Though I don't really know what it means, but I assume New Age is a kind of spirituality that came into being, into existence in the last few decades, last decade or so, maybe 20 years or something, with all the teachings of the law of attraction, energy, all of these things. And it's a way where all of us, teachers and coaches and guides and all those people listening out there, the amazing teachers, the amazing coaches, the amazing guides, the amazing authors of amazing books. And then some of the movies that came, What the Bleep Do We Know, The Secret, correct? So these movies all came out as part of the New Age teachings to bring back what was already known thousands of years ago by the great masters. I'm sure Jesus knew these things. I'm sure other masters like Shankaracharya, Buddha, they already knew these things, correct? But what we're doing is we're bringing it back in a way that is digestible by us, understandable, so we can understand it. Because all of our minds, maybe some exceptions, but all of us here, at least, at the very least, are intellectual people to whatever extent and in whatever way. So we understand things as steps, procedures, processes, when it's fed to us as a process, stepwise, method. It's not like in the olden days, you know, if Jesus said, don't do this or don't do that, right? Then people would just listen out of respect or devotion, correct? I'm not talking to the people who were against him. You're not even going into all of that. But even a few centuries ago, many people followed the teachings of the masters without understanding what's behind it. They just followed it because a great divine being or great divine human is telling us that. So that came from belief and devotion and faith. We believed in them, or they believed in them, and so they followed it. But now generations have changed, and we all need to know why. Why? Why are we supposed to just blindly follow this? And we need to be fed, like, not fed, but given a method or a process, because everything has become about methods, right? The television operates a particular way, the refrigerator operates a particular way, all of the computer systems operate a particular way. Every single thing has a process. And then we have to learn the process, follow the user manual, and then get the results. So that's how we've all become. We've all gone past just believing that, so great master told us this, and we should just follow it. We want to know why. We want to know the method. We want to know exactly how to get our goals. And so this other intelligence in us, which needs to know how to manifest, is coming up, has been coming up in the last many years. And the New Age people are explaining this to people. Like when I went for pranic healing training, I did a lot of those classes. I got certificates in so many things, including pranic psychology, and they even taught us how to give our face a kind of a plastic surgery thing. Not that I use it, but where you could, by manipulating the energy around your face, use a certain process and thereby keep your face in a particular condition. Like a facial, but a pranic facial or a pranic plastic surgery kind of a situation. So a lot of people have come up and are teaching these things to people in a very scientific and step-by-step way. And so as you're listening, the reason I'm telling you all of these is to get you to the awareness that this intelligence in you, it's another dimension of the already existing intelligence. You're just going to another level, where you consciously work with energy. You work with energy as if you were an artist working with clay, sculpture, creating sculptures. And you're working with clay, and you know that from this mud, from this clay, you can create a shape that you want. And so all of you here listening, and all the other future listeners, and everybody around the world, actually, because, you know, BBS Radio has around 150 or so stations, partner stations. And what happens is, because it has such a wide reach, this message, these shows that we have on BBS, we're attracting some great speakers, we're attracting some great people who are very well known in the world, and they're coming to BBS Radio, because BBS Radio has so many sister companies that we're working with. And all around the world, people have access to these shows. And so what we're saying is, just understand that you're part of a very growing intelligence, growing number of people who are going to be intelligence, who are going to be fantastic. And our owner of BBS Radio, we would like him to come and say something. Don, are you here?
Sugandhi, you know, to be honest, I love you, girl. I mean, I think that over and over in my head when I hear you. I love you. because, well, you get it. And the magic is when you get it, you actually can manifest it. And I just love your show. I miss you. I miss talking to you. I love when we can do it, and I love your show. And if your audience just listened to you for a while and recognize the power of energy, because your body is all energy, which means it's, the body is a word. You're just energy. When you say, I am my body, what do you, I am my energy. And mind over matter is the fact. Because there is a control mechanism to that energy. And that's your mind. And so those people that learn to manifest joy, money, love, sex, they've actually figured that out. They've somehow, well, here's the way I look at it. They've somehow figured out a way to, one, believe it. And number two, feel it. Because, you know, look, have you ever seen the nerd in the paper that, you know, he goes out and acts like he's a billionaire. He writes a million dollars worth of checks or whatever it is, but he doesn't have it in the account. It doesn't work for him. He tried to act like the millionaire, but it wasn't possible. And that's because acting and believing is not enough. You actually got to feel it. Because that's really the fine stuff. In German, they call that the fine stuff. Or like Billy Meyer likes to say, fine stuff energies. The fine energies that make up the paranormal. The unreal, the unseen, the hidden. The very delicate, very minute energies that are aware. That make up everything. So to me, I just have to say good on you, because you're espousing what I would love to espouse. Folks, you got to be listening to the Joyful Manifestation Show. At the very least, getting into the music. Because the truth is, you can believe it, you can do it, but if you want to cement it, you got to really feel it. And that feeling transcends everything, because, you know, it's like the chakra centers, the emotional feeling of it. That just kind of tells everything in the universe what you want. So those people that feel really poorly and awful and they have that feeling of unluckiness, they experience it.
So here's the thing. No, I didn't want any noises affecting you, so I muted
my. No, side. I apologize.
No.
But that's just my thoughts. And my thoughts, I apologize for weighing this into your audience and yourself. But that's my thoughts. There are
but accurate, Donald, yeah. don't you feel that we're all now, or many of us now, are developing this intelligence in us? This additional intelligence that goes beyond just survival?
Well, are we growing in that respect? Well, of course. I think there is a significant portion of humanity that is, you know, stepping up. But there's a lot of us. So, you know, you're going to find that a lot of, let's say, quote, the masses, yeah, they're just going to remain the masses.
So, Don, the few people, okay, for now, the few people that already know these secrets, would you count, because I know Oprah herself, Oprah Winfrey, she has spoken on these subjects and had some interviews, and she seems to follow some of these principles, and that's what she's made known to the world many times over. And some of these people who know the secret, the actual secret, they've grown beyond.
Well, those who really know the secret, they're not telling you. Okay? They're just not going to tell you. If they really know it, no, everything's obfuscation. They won't tell you. That's just true. Oprah? I don't want to talk about Oprah. Only because, you know, I'm an owner of a media network. She's a very profound media mogul. I don't think her and I would ever be friends. We're of different characters, different understandings, different everything. So, you know, you bring Oprah Winfrey up, I just kind of just crawl into a shell.
Yes, Don, but what we're talking about also is the fact that some of these people knew how to make money and knew how to
grow. Look, I understand that. I get that.
Right. So they knew something that made them grow beyond.
I don't think that was Oprah. I would set her into a side category and leave her there for a while.
So, Don, since we're saying that some of these people, you said, okay, let's keep Oprah on a side, you know, shelf.
Yeah, we'll keep her on the side.
Is there anybody that you can think of right now who knows some of this and has used it to prosper?
I think Nassim Haramein, Professor Nassim Haramein, knows the secrets. I think if you're talking people that, when they, those people that have a high mental acumen, IQ, and know math and see patterns, let's say almost to the point that they're savants, but they see patterns and they have great memories. And those people tend to recognize these things. And they've actually defined a very, very, I would think, realistic and accurate summation of how it all works, how energy works, the interpolated relationship of duality, why that exists, what happened, the generations that it takes, how long does the universe live, how big is the universe, how much does the atom weigh, how big is it really, how does it fit into scale with our understanding of scale, blah, 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 blah. Just, yeah, there are actually people in my mind that have figured out, let's say, reality.
Okay, with this, when Don says people,
I mean, that's important, reality. By the way, I'm not, I mean that not slightly, reality, the truth.
Right, and so, right. Don, I just want to, just put something in here.
Yeah.
For the audience, the listeners all around the world, you know how people say reality? And they think only that which is real. But reality is meaning something else. In our context, we would say reality means what's the real truth behind all of this? Like, how does this all
right.
look? What is the real?
What is the basic?
Yes, exactly.
When you get
what
down to basic and cut
this?
Away the illusion, what is the real? Who is creating? Who's the maker? Who's creating it? Who's the builder? What are their tasks? You know, let's not, the illusions are great, but you start getting down to the makers, the real makers of the plans.
Wow, woman, because John, you're obviously connected to something. So here, John, And I'm not trying to interfere or interrupt you, but I'm just trying to say that we want people listening to know that. And just before Don continues, the reason I'm saying this is so that you're aware of what he's saying. You know how when people say, even when I coach people, they're saying, but Sue, and they call me Sue. Sue, the reality is he doesn't love me. The reality is he told me he doesn't love me. That is a reality. The reality is he doesn't pick up my calls. So you see what we're trying to say. That is not what we mean by reality. Don is talking of something else, the real behind this. Am I right, Don?
You're absolutely right. There is the real reality, which is almost like static light. Let's just say static light. Or not even static, just light. And then everything else in between. It's like a snow globe, or you got this Etch-a-Sketch, or you got this thing that's pure. It's got all the energy in the world, and now you just have to delineate it. And on down to the Simpsons, the Sims kind of gaming software. It just keeps going down. You know, it devolves. But, you know, in this devolution, there's evolution. So, you know, we kind of, I think, we devolve in order to evolve, because there wouldn't be one without the other. There is nothing, you know, if we were all just all perfect, what would be the fun in that?
So, John, coming back to the reality of things and how you said that we devolve so that we could evolve, which is why you said that right. It's okay if we're not perfect. Then we can always work on it.
Do you want to be perfect? I mean, you're living forever. Here's the question. Do you want to be perfect? You're going to live forever. Okay, boom. You're not perfect. Oh, and have fun with that, by the way. And let's talk later, yeah? I'm sure you'll have interesting things to say, yeah? Right?
Right.
Right.
So talking about reality.
I mean, hey, being perfect is, you know, just another side of that coin. You know, trying to attain this somehow spiritual realm of greatness, goodness, and all supremacy. Yeah, that's all great and gravy. I love it. Heck, I got a lot of hosts and friends that espouse it. But me? Well, if I've got eternity to deal with, if I got forever and that's what we're talking about and that's my goal, nah. Now I got other goals. How's that, okay, Greg?
Right, and that comes back to experiences and having a great life and that means
knowing who you are. And even if you don't know who you are, get jiggy with it. Who gives a shit? But create always in that moment, in every second, in that moment, who you are. Don't let the past, the future, the moment, the history, none of it decide who you are. Decide who you are right then and there. And hey, if you enjoy it, keep up with it. If you don't, change it. But, you know, we're instant beings. We're not beings that, you know, people always like to think we're slow, but no, we're instant beings. I'll change my mind with the next conversation.
We're forever creating ourselves.
Right.
We're creating ourselves into the next version.
Right. I kind of believe that we are creating ourselves constantly forever. Now, I granted, it's forever. I mean, that's as bizarre as it gets, but we are. And how cool is that?
That's super cool. And that's super cool because whoever is listening here right now, what we want you to take with you from what Don is saying is that he's saying, don't get into places in your mind where you feel stuck. or that you can't be someone else, or that you can't get what you want, or that you can't experience the highest of high of what you decide you want to experience. This is your experience. And he's saying you're constantly creating yourself. So it doesn't mean that you're stuck in any one mold, that maybe somebody took on a mold and was stuck in it for some time. Well, he's saying don't be stuck and don't think that you are stuck, because there is a reality beyond the reality that you think you're experiencing. What do you say, Don?
Bingo. I think you hit it. You hit it in more respects than I actually would have alluded to. You're right on.
Wow. And so, you know, we're going into our next section, which is work and career. We are going into money manifestation now. We will listen to some music for a couple of minutes and come back soon. So hold on tight. Don't go anywhere. We have more coming for you. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We had Don here, the owner of BBS, and he was talking to you. And Don, basically, we're saying that there is a reality beyond the reality that we talk about. So what everybody talks about in this world is what happened and what actually is the truth. And have you seen where, since we were in money manifestation, have you seen where there is this person and she's at work and she comes in, she got a new job, she comes in with this hope. She comes in with this hope that she can make a difference, that what she knows is going to help the company. She comes in with enthusiasm, happiness, joy, passion. She comes in with this feeling that she can do something. She comes in with this feeling that she can do something. And then what happens is she sees the condition of what is happening. Things are coming out of the woodwork at her. And then over time, even her enthusiasm starts to go down. Her enthusiasm. So let's say there's a president and he comes in and he wants to fix the country. And his enthusiasm, which he built up over time of being really successful in his life, his enthusiasm starts to go down when faced with politics. And here we're not saying politics as in a career, but we're talking about politics, quote unquote politics that happens in places. And then his enthusiasm starts to go down and everybody says to him, you know what, this is reality. This is reality. This is what is happening. What you see happening is real. And that is reality. Suck up to it. Face up to it. Face it. This is it. Now, what Don was trying to say and what we're trying to say right now is that is not what is reality. That is not what is reality. That is what is being shown to us as being reality. The difference. That is not what is reality. That is what is being shown to us as reality. And then we're made to believe it. Oh, this is reality. This is what I'm facing. So this has to be real. And you know, so many people, well-wishers, so-called well-wishers will be saying, oh, this is reality. You have to face up to it. No, but this is not reality. This is negative energy. Pretending to be reality, speaking through the mouths of people that we come in touch with, reinforcing further seeming reality and negativity. So that negativity can live on. That's what it is. So this person, whoever it is in any job who goes in wanting to make a difference, wanting to prove herself, taking her enthusiasm of her education and experience with her, or even if she has no education or less education and less experience, but what if she just has enthusiasm and good wishes? And she goes into this company with all of this as her treasure, as her instruments of goodness. She goes in there and she wants to prove herself, but then she goes in there and so many people are trying to prove to her her methods are not going to work. Her methods will not work. The people there are not going to listen. They have their own setup there. And so reality, seeming reality, is pushed onto this person, fictitious Jane. Seeming reality is pushed onto her, and she's made to believe over time that this is the truth. And her enthusiasm starts to wane. It starts to go down. And soon, the negative forces outside rob her of her enthusiasm. They rob her of her original, unpolluted, good fortune, good fortune making manifestation mind, which God the All gave her for her to live well. They rob her of that. Soon this person is left with nothing, nothing in her heart really, nothing left. And she's basically deprived and taken, all of her enthusiasm is sucked out. And then she's made to believe this is reality. What John was saying and what we're saying today is that is not reality. That is not reality. Reality was the original enthusiasm, or reality is the original enthusiasm that fictitious Jane came into this company with. That was reality. She had the image of reality, the real reality. She came in with that enthusiasm. The forces there took that feeling away from her. And this, we go back to what Dawn was saying about feeling. Because she came in with feelings. Not just belief. Not just, you know, an affirmation. But with the feeling of enthusiasm. And they took it away from her. So talk about being robbed, correct? Isn't this robbery? People always talk about, oh, this person was robbed. That person was robbed. Cancel, cancel. But this is the real robbery that happens every day. It is stealing people's enthusiasm. And so we want everybody listening here to understand that the enthusiasm that we're talking about, the feelings that we're talking about, that somebody originally comes in with to do something, to accomplish something, that is reality. And that is a reality one needs to pursue. And that is why the show is the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, the sister shows. We're here to bring you back to your original truth of who you really are. And with that, we're going into a next section. You know, we had a longer first section, so the money manifestation section, and now we're going into soulmate manifestation, which is love and sex. And we're going to the section. We are listening to some music for a couple of minutes, and we're coming back soon. So don't go away. Hold on tight.
Hello, baby.
Joyful manifestation. Love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation. Love.
Gentlemen.
So here we are back. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. We are in the section about love and sex, soulmate manifestation. And if we talk about reality, you know, we were discussing reality for soulmate manifestation, then what we're saying is that, let's say there is fictitious Jane and she's in love with John. She has this enthusiasm in her heart. Oh, I want to make this happen for Dawn. Not for Dawn, for John. And because John was just here, right? Well, when she's thinking that, she's basically saying to herself, I have all of this enthusiasm going on, and I want to have a good life with John. Reality kicks in. She has friends, and then she has people in her company, she has people outside, people connected to John, and they're telling her it's never going to happen for you because John does not love you. He loves somebody else. In fact, he's after this blonde person, and she's gorgeous, etc., etc. He loves her and not you. And then they start giving her facts that they say is reality. So here we are talking of reality and talking of all these facts that are being given as reality. And then as that happens, what happens is fictitious Jane starts to lose hope. She starts to lose energy. She starts to lose enthusiasm. Her feelings get affected. She starts to feel negative about John. And then she starts to think it's never going to happen. Now what happens is, after this, her enthusiasm goes down. Without that enthusiasm, how is she going to manifest? She's just been robbed of her enthusiasm by seeming reality. But if somebody takes this into account and understands that when they're being told these things, and they just tell themselves, you know, this is not true. This is not true. No matter what I see, no matter what I hear, it's not true. And then they start to seek the real reality that they came in with, the enthusiasm they had in their hearts and in their minds. And they work towards that using the joyful manifestation process and attracting good fortune at the same time. And they work towards that and replace the seeming reality with the real truth. With the real truth that they are so amazing that they deserve to be loved by this person that they like. So then that's what starts to happen. The reality shifts, the seeming reality gets replaced with better energy that then starts to show a better reality. So the real is what people need to be looking out for. And in this show, if there's anything that anybody around in all the places who are listening to the show, whatever you're being shown as the truth, as seeming reality, is just seeming reality. It is not the reality. And you need to go behind or after what is the truth, the real truth of the situation, and how amazing you are. You're able to create anything you want to. You came here with the creator's ability to create. And so you shouldn't be fooled by things that are being shown to you as the truth, because that is not what is real. What is real is what we're going to find, and that is the treasure. That is the original enthusiasm that you enter any situation with. And that is the reality that we need to be seeking. So we will have more coming up. We will be signing off soon because, you know, we're out of minutes. And we will be meeting again for the Good Fortune Show next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we will be attracting more good fortune energy to support the reality that we really want to see happen in our life. Until then, you know, my phone number is there. Just text me, WhatsApp me, and, you know, we can talk if you want coaching or get my book, Joyful Manifestation. Subscribe to the show. Support your reality, the real reality that we want for you. And so next week, start to sort through, the coming week till the next show, start to sort through what is being shown to you and what we really want to see happen in your life. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries, and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.